During the hearings, Zuckerberg touted changes the company is already making to enhance privacy and transparency. He made promises to root out bad actors, to take responsibility for unsavory content on the platform, and to fight meddling in elections that are coming up this year. The unanswered question, who exactly is going to hold him to it? Although Congress has been loath to regulate big technology firms, many lawmakers are now arguing that legislation is the answer. Congress has an obligation in this moment to protect American citizens and national security. Representative Ro Khanna, a Democrat who represents Silicon Valley, tells Time, "We can't let that be done, as well-intentioned as they may be, by 30-year-old entrepreneurs." Legislation was brought up repeatedly at the hearings, but sweeping new laws from Congress remain more of a threat than a promise, especially while the GOP is in charge. The party is deeply allergic to business regulation, and Congress is always playing catch-up to technology, so statutes it writes can quickly become outdated. Many fear that a broad law affecting the tech sector might end up freezing us in time so the Internet can't develop and people don't feel like they can innovate, says Corianne McSherry, legal director of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a digital rights advocacy group. Some lawmakers worry that rules dictating what's allowed online could chill free speech and stifle companies that have created thousands of jobs as well as extremely useful tools. Behemoths like Google and Facebook also have influential arms in Washington that can try to convince lawmakers that strict rules aren't necessary, especially if they might compromise some of their constituents' most used products. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, Facebook spent $11.5 million on lobbying in 2017. Alphabet, Google's parent company, spent more than any other single company at $18 million. The companies and their employees also contributed millions to the campaigns of Democrats and Republicans in 2016. Saying lawmakers should regulate tech, as one Washington veteran put it, is about as simple as saying, "Let's legislate on energy."